Everybody, I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives. And we are doing season 3, episode 12. We're finishing out season 3.
Finally.
Finally.
Months and months and months later.
And we're actually recording this one right now, whereas episode 11 we recorded 6 months ago.
June? July? What did we decide?
Something like that.
It was either June or July.
Didn't release it until right now.
Right.
So here we are. This is the one in which Robin has a baby and makes a lot of noises that I'm not okay with.
Makes Nicole very uncomfortable.
And listen, I've had 3 babies. Okay. Made all the having babies, giving birth noises. That was not what she was doing.
I'm glad you clarified.
Having babies.
Because she was doing the having babies noises.
She was doing the making babies noises.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's not doing the giving birth noises. That's for sure. But we're going to talk about it.
I'm ready to talk about it.
Well, I mean, let's just jump in because...
Do we have any housekeeping?
Just that after this, all the season 4 episodes will be on our Patreon. So... Yes. If you want to keep listening to the old episodes, season 4 and beyond, they are over on the $5 tier on the Patreon. And there'll be 3 to 4 a month, usually 4 probably,
mm-hmm.
over there. So there'll be lots to hear over there.
Yes. And if you enjoy, you know, seeking Sister Wives, it'll be on the
$8 tier. Yeah. And then you get some seeking and every once in a while, a bonus of whatever fun thing Lauren and I are watching.
Right.
All right. That's all the housekeeping I have. So let's jump into it.
Let's do it.
All right. So Robin is, you know, getting close to having the baby, getting excited, getting nervous. She says the whole family is getting excited. Then they cut to them on the couch and Christine is like, you know, talking about how she's so excited for Solomon to be born because he loves her. And she reaches over to touch Robin's belly. And the very hot second that she moves her hand, Cody quickly puts his hand in there.
Uh-huh.
And he also looked irritated.
That she was touching Robin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in light of everything that's happened in season 17, I feel like there's so much that happens in this episode that I'm like, whew, that is telling.
Oh, yeah.
And then when Cody does that, Mary's like, you can't ever take Cody away from the baby. Now, is that what she was saying?
Of course it is.
Do you people want the sister wives to all get along with each other or do you not?
Right.
Robin says the pregnancy's been pretty good. She's had a lot of love and support, but she has been sick up until now. Then she says she's been having Braxton Hicks and she explains Braxton Hicks, which are just like practice contractions.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she knows that she's getting close. And I say, I had Braxton Hicks for an absurdly long amount of time with several of my pregnancies. It didn't mean I was getting close to having a baby.
Right. I don't think I had Braxton Hicks.
Oh boy, I did. Then Robin says she can't complain in front of Mary.
Okay. Yes, she did.
And she said, if she does, Mary's like, you should just be grateful you're pregnant.
That is so fucking rude.
I know.
That is so manipulative and rude.
It's so shitty.
I cannot imagine ever saying that to someone.
It is peak Mary, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard anyone say something and been like, yep, that's Mary, more than I did when she said that.
I mean, honestly, could you imagine ever saying that to somebody?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Like, you're just taking away from them being happy about their pregnancy and drawing it to you not being able to get pregnant.
This is not us saying this with absolutely no understanding of having infertility issues. You had infertility problems. I had secondary infertility issues. Like, we've both been there. And it does suck when you're trying to get pregnant and somebody in your circle gets pregnant. It does suck, but you don't just follow them around and tell them what a piece of shit they are because they're pregnant and you're not.
Right. Listen, when you got pregnant with Liam, it was when we were going through the years of infertility that we had.
Yeah.
And I was upset about it.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't come to you and say, well, you should just be happy you're pregnant.
Because you know what? If you would have said that, I would have just stopped calling you.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fucking rude. Instead, I talked to my husband about it and we discussed it and worked through it so that I didn't have to put it on you because I wanted to be happy for you having
a
baby.
Right, right, right. She says that she'll text Mary and be like, I'm so grateful that I'm morning sick today, but I'm going to be a little bit late because I'm sick.
Right.
First of all, I wouldn't even text that bitch.
No, I wouldn't either.
Actually, you know what I'd probably do? I'm going to be late because I'm morning sick because I'm still pregnant.
Right. Right.
Just be extra bitchy about it. It's just so shitty. Oh my God. So Robin says she has a regular checkup today. She hasn't had any issues or concerns. And so she thinks that the midwife will just tell her that, you know, just be ready and the little boy will come whenever he's ready to come. And then we flip over to Janelle's, where Gabe is like fighting with everybody. Peak little brother. And Janelle's basically like, knock it off and go sit down. They're trying to get dinner on the table. She also says to Hunter, how was football? And Hunter's like, bad. I kind of forgot how bitchy the kids are
Oh
until
my gosh,
it had
yes.
been a while. So, I mean, 6 months or whatever since we covered one of these episodes. So I kind of
Yes.
forgot until he was like, bad.
Sorry for asking.
Well, you should just be happy you're in football.
You know?
God. So then Cody's like, it's been 9 months since we moved to Vegas. Also, it's been 9 months since you moved to Vegas and Robin's already having a fucking baby.
I don't know about you, but it takes 10 months to go fully through a pregnancy.
Oh shit.
So
Listen, then they got pregnant in the Vegas house when they were all there together.
absolutely they
So
did.
gross. He says they've been on a roller coaster since they got there. They got into four homes. They've had, you know, a baby on the way, that a lot has happened. There's a lot of issues with the kids, and the kids are dealing with a lot of bitterness and frustration about the move. We know. Hunter's like, the camera's like in his face, which also this would probably piss me off if I didn't want to talk to anybody. But I was trying to think of it like the teens that I know, or like my own kids or whatever. And if they were in a bad mood, they would abso-fucking-lutely not want a camera in their face.
If I was in a bad mood, I wouldn't want a camera in my face.
No, but at least you as the adult had signed the contract. Like, these kids have no choice, you know? And he's like, I don't care about Vegas and I don't want to talk. It immediately cuts to Janelle. Hunter's doing better.
I know. Is he doing better?
Oh my God. She says Hunter is doing better and he does like his team, but it's still not Utah. And he tells her that all the time. But she says he doesn't open his room now for, you know, hours a day. He volunteers to give her hugs now instead of her having to grab him and make him hug her. And he's still withdrawn and sullen, but he's also 14. So, you know, what of that is normal for 14? And what of it is, you know, him being mad about Utah? And she said he's better than he was 6 months ago. And to that, I say, if you have a 14-year-old who still hugs you, you're doing pretty good.
I was just about to say, I hope that my son, when he is 14, still hugs me the way that he does now, because he's a hugger.
He'll hug you, but your daughter won't when she's 14.
No, she don't hug me now.
I was about to say.
Listen, so I like physical touch. Elijah's love language is physical touch. He's all about the cuddles. Olivia's is quality time. You know, if you're in the room with her, she's completely satisfied. The other day, like yesterday or the day before, she's like standing beside me telling me something, and she reaches over and she puts her hand on my arm, like my forearm, because I was like sitting like at the computer, and she's like telling me the story, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's touching me. Don't move or she'll move her hand. I have no clue what her story was about, because all I could think about was if I move my arm, she's gonna move her hand, and then it's gonna be gone. The moment will
Oh
be
my
over.
God. She's already basically a 14-year-old.
She really is. We went to a birthday party this weekend, and somebody there was like, yeah, she already has an attitude. Her teen years are going to be hell. I was like,
Woo.
yep, I'm aware.
I have a delightful little angel baby. Girl child. It's the other one. It's a
It's
problem.
the second child.
Yeah, it's the second child, man. There's something else. Oh my God, wait. That
What is that?
is the ketchup from the meatloaf.
Stop it. It's on the back of your shirt.
What did I do? Lean back against the meatloaf after I pulled it out of the oven?
You must have.
Oh my God.
Ew, is it all like hard?
It's like
Like
sticky.
sticky hard? Yeah.
Gross.
Dry, half
Now it's on
dry.
my hand too. Oh my God, what a mess. In case anybody wonders what the hell I'm talking about, I had to make my family a meatloaf because, you know, like damn kids have to eat all the time and everything. And then run up here and record. And I apparently leaned backwards into my meatloaf. So here we are. I like
Listen.
reached back to scratch my back and it was like sticky.
You didn't make
Horrible.
meatloaf meatballs while I was up there, and I am disappointed in you.
Listen, the plague hit us. So.
Listen, I don't remember half that trip. Driving home was just a complete blur.
The meatloaf meatballs will have to live to tell another day. All right, anyways, reel it in, reel it in. We're off the rails. So she says he is better than he was 6 months ago. Madison is still very much engaged in Utah. Her friends are still there. She talks and texts with them and connects with them on the internet. And she lives vicariously in Utah still and just attends school here. Interesting, because she's not the one who ended up in Utah.
Right? I thought that was interesting too.
Yeah. She ended up like really far. So did Hunter, actually.
Yes, like
Really
on
far
the East
away.
Coast.
Right.
Yeah.
So we flipped to Christine's. Christine's making dinner. I also noticed in this one that there's so much more like this person's house, that person's house, this person's house, like going to each one of the person's houses instead of like,
Just kind of jumping back and forth and stuff.
well, but instead of, you know, just meeting in someone's backyard,
Oh, yeah.
you know, post-COVID.
Yeah.
So Christine says when they first moved there, Aspen and McKelty weren't very happy with moving, but now McKelty loves it and never wants to move back. McKelty says she has tons of friends and she loves her school. Christine said it didn't take Aspen very long to like living here. Aspen says she likes being in Vegas a lot. She likes the people there. She likes the weather. And to that I say, really? Isn't it too hot there?
Some of us like heat.
Oh,
Okay.
horrible,
Is it?
horrible.
Is it?
So Christine says that out of all her kids, Peyton is struggling the most. And I say, not shocking at all, considering the way that he reacted when they told him.
Which we see a clip of.
Yes. She says he doesn't have a lot of friends. He's not that involved in sports. He really struggled hard with the move, and she's kind of worried about him. And then they show the flashback of him, his reaction. Then Robin says, on the other hand, it's been this amazing transformation. Peyton and Dayton weren't getting along. Peyton was harassing and teasing Dayton. They flash back to Mary screaming at
Yes,
everyone.
yes.
And then now Peyton has made some grand efforts to improve what's going on inside his head. Christine says she had a conversation with Peyton a little while ago, and she told him that Dayton could choose to go live with his dad in a year. And why would he stay when you guys aren't being nice to him? And Peyton got all serious and said that that would make him sad. First of all, don't do that to your kids.
Manipulate them?
Yeah.
Is Dayton turning 13?
I don't know. I don't think that math's right, does it?
I don't know. What year was this?
No idea.
You're supposed to know these things.
I don't know them. I have ketchup on the back of my shirt. What do you think? What do you think I'm going to be on top of right now?
I
Besides a
know.
meatloaf, apparently.
Oh, right now he's 22.
I think he was turning 12, or maybe he was 12. I don't know. I can't math. I had to divide 32 by 8, remember?
I do remember
With a
fondly.
calculator.
Right. What year did they start?
2009?
You have no idea.
Nope, I'm just guessing. I'm pulling up Discovery Plus. Hang on.
Oh, we could just go back to when fucking Solomon was born.
2012. Yeah, you're right. 2012 is when this aired, May 2012. But when was Solomon born?
So he was born in 2011, right?
Presumably.
He's younger, he's older than Elijah.
William was born in 2011.
Yeah, I know.
So that would make Dayton 11, 12. You said he's
12. So he
23?
was right. So it was October of 2011 when Solomon was born.
So the next year he would be 13.
Right. So it is 13. Remember we talked
Okay.
about this before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's a shitty thing to say to put on Peyton, because
Oh, yeah.
what happens if Dayton, outside of the situation with him and Peyton, decides just to go live with his dad, and then Peyton's going to think, oh, I caused that.
Yes. Yes, he will. It's manipulation.
Totally. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Listen, Christine is a queen, but every once in a while in these old episodes, man.
Stakes were
So
made, you know?
Robin says that Peyton will walk down to her house and he and Dayton walk to the bus stop together and they walk home together. And it's going very well and it's making her very pleased and happy. And it's giving her hope and excitement for what's in store for them.
There's also a 2-year age gap between Peyton and Dayton. So in these clips, Peyton was actually closer to Hunter's age because
Whoa.
Hunter's only a year older.
So you're saying Peyton is 2 years younger?
Peyton is 2 years
Nine.
older than Dayton.
Oh, Peyton is 2 years older than.
Than Dayton.
So he's like 14 or
14 or
something.
15.
He did not look 14.
No, he didn't look 14 at all.
I thought he was like 10.
Right.
Oh my God.
I would have guessed like 12.
Yeah.
No, but he would have been like 14.
Okay. Maybe it was like pre-puberty, because we know he's like tall and stuff, right? From all the stuff that he posts, like he
Yeah.
seems tall.
He is
So
tall. Yeah.
at some point he shot up.
The fact that he's only a year younger than Hunter
Is weird.
is weird. Yes.
We were just talking about this, about how weird it is that when you think about in the newest episodes, in the season 17 episodes, that it's like hard to remember that Savannah and Logan and Maddie all come from the same family,
Yes,
because
yes.
Savannah feels like a completely different set of kids, you know?
Absolutely.
All right, so we go to Mary's house. She just had a conversation with Leo and they're still struggling. They feel like they've been faking it and really trying to put out there that they're okay with being in Utah. Now, to that I say, I feel like in this episode and lots of episodes, Mary just wants to say something about having a kid.
Yes.
And so she just has to like say, oh, well, Leo's having a hard time too,
Right.
even though Leo seems mostly fine.
She wants to be included.
She wants to be. That's that's exactly what it is. So Leo says sometimes it's good in Vegas and other times, you know, they want to go home, which I also thought in the end, they don't end up there, but it's kind of telling that that is home to all these kids, you know. So many of them don't end up back there, but this is home to them. Right. Mary says they've got a good attitude about being here because they have to be here, but they're not happy with it. Leo says the first time they met Robin was at a dance thing with Mary, and Mary invited them and Mary introduced them to Robin. And they were like, I think Dad's going to marry her. And ever since then, she's been my mom. Okay. So that day, that dance thing, when Mary introduced Robin and Cody, fucking Leo, a child, was there. What kind of dance thing was this?
I don't know. Was Leon the only child there?
I don't know. I've never heard any of them. I don't remember this either.
I don't either.
But I don't, I've never heard any of them talk about it as if they were there.
Right.
That's nuts.
It is. It really is.
It's also a little weird. Like, hey, look at that lady over there. Don't you think your dad would like to date her?
Right.
I say, as his wife and your mother.
The whole, like, my husband would like to date her is crazy to me.
I mean, it's beyond our scope of understanding because we are monogamous, right. But it's just odd. I think it's odd to bring a kid into it because it is whatever your decision is about who you marry is an adult thing.
Right.
So like whether you're a monogamist or a polygamist, I don't give a fuck. But the like, hey, look at that sexy lady over there. Don't you think your dad would dig her? That is not a thing you have a conversation with your kid. That is so weird.
Right. No, I don't like that.
So we're back at Robin's house. Robin says it's a week and a half until she's due. And everybody keeps saying that she's going to have the baby soon. Guess what, Robin? You don't.
Sure don't.
Cut to.
It's like weeks later.
She's 2 weeks late.
And this was like 2 weeks before or some shit.
A week and a half.
A week and a half.
Cut to Cody dragging her along, basically. He's like at fucking Oprah speed walking. And she's like, hold on, I'm having a contraction. Like, uh-huh. Chill out.
Uh-huh.
Slow down, Cody. Cody's like, want me to massage it out of you? No, do not fucking touch me. I mean, that's not what she says, but that is what I would say.
That's what you would say, yes.
Oh, God. Then Robin says it is absolutely a bonding moment for the whole family. What is?
Uh-huh.
What did I miss? Did I have a stroke? What happened right before that?
I don't know.
Is him massaging the contraction out of her a bonding moment for the whole family?
I guess. That's the only thing happening. So, like, is that what she's referring to?
I have no idea, unless I just completely missed a sentence, which is also entirely possible. They go into the midwife place. Robin starts talking about how Solomon has such a big job. He's everybody's little brother. And she then later she says, it's funny because I feel like Solomon knows he's got a big family that loves him. First of all, stop putting all this shit on a baby that's not even born.
I was about to say, you're just piling it on.
Also, Cody says to the midwife about Robin, I think she looks lower today. She went to the chiropractor and got adjusted. Let the woman fucking talk for herself.
Okay. She is so high.
I know. I thought the same thing. I mean, maybe he said lower. He didn't say low, but she was not low, period.
She was not low. And if that baby was any higher, it would have been in her chest.
She certainly had not dropped or anything like that.
No. Before he even said that, I thought, man, she's carrying that baby high.
She really is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I carried a baby that high throughout any of my entire pregnancies ever.
No, not at all.
The midwife says that they'll schedule a visit for next week, that she's sure the idea of being back here pregnant next week is completely unpalatable. Huh, little did she know. If there was anything concerning, though, they'd talk about ways to get him out or get him moving, but he's happy in there. Robin says she guesses it's just up to Solomon now to pick his birthday. And Cody's says to Robin that she looks very vibrant today and maybe she should have him tonight because he thinks she's ready.
Right.
Between that and him telling the midwife that, you know, she looked lower and that she'd been to the chiropractor and that she did this and she did that. Like, honestly, let the woman have her own pregnancy.
Right. I'd be like, you're not coming with me anymore.
I know.
You can stay home.
You're not allowed here. Mm-mm. The midwife is like, sir, you're not allowed to come in here. Your face is, we have you on a picture on the wall.
Right. Right.
You're not allowed to come in here. Okay. Now we get the kids on the couch, which, as you know, this is our favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
Kids on the couch. Hunter says that he honestly thinks they already have almost more kids than they can handle. And the fact that they're having more is, and then he like trails off.
Uh-huh.
I was like, tell it like it is, Hunter.
I know.
Logan's like, you need to realize it's Robin who hasn't had one with us. I was like, that's a weird way way to put that as a teenager, but okay. Maddie says she's glad Robin's having a baby and she thinks it's happy for Robin, but she doesn't know if she's excited. She doesn't know what she thinks about the baby and if she's really happy that they're having a baby. And Leo says, well, you're having a little brother, right? Maddie's like, shrug, sure. Fucking bratty Maddie.
We're still in that phase.
Oh, for sure. Aspen's like, well, he's from your same dad. And Leo's like, so aren't you at least a little happy? Maddie says, we have so many kids right now that I just don't know. And Hunter's like, you can't love someone you don't know.
Right.
And Leo's like, I love him.
I know.
Leo's very merry in a
Yes,
lot
in
of these scenes.
these Vegas episodes, I've noticed that too.
Cut to Mary saying they're going to go with Mona, the realtor, and Bill, their new business partner, to go check out some properties for a fitness center location. And again, I completely forgot that this was a thing.
Yes, double whammy, Mona and Bill.
Honestly. Oh, so Christine says, you know, we're not in the best shape. So I'm kind of self-conscious that we're opening a fitness center. And Mary's like, we need it. We're going to use it. You know what you guys could do? Just get a membership to a gym like normal people and
Right.
not have to go into a business venture with a random person.
Right. Not random, not random. They know
Well,
him.
it's Bill.
Mary and Bill
Please.
are like tight. Okay.
Mary and Bill or Christine and Bill? The
They're,
flirting.
I don't know, because Mary's like obsessed with Bill, I
Oh my
think.
God.
Don't you think?
So is Cody. Cody literally says we need to get a lease fast so we can open a gym in 6 months.
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
Did we ever decide what comes of the gym?
I feel like it has to be nothing.
Because,
I
I
don't
don't
remember there being a
remember.
gym.
Yeah, I don't remember anything happening with it. Clearly,
No.
they don't have a gym now.
Right. Right. It's just fully wild to me that he's like, oh, we got to hurry up and get this gym open in 6 months. I don't think that you can just slap together, especially because the first place they look at was a paint store.
That was
So
still open.
it wasn't already a gym.
None of them were
Like
already a gym. They were all
you would have
like,
to
they would have to completely redo everything.
repaint, refloor, bring the equipment in, get everything set up. Like, I don't know because I've never opened a fucking gym, but I don't know that you could do that in 6 months just like that from a paint store.
Well, at least they know where they could get the paint.
Exactly. They also know what they're going to name it. Cody says that the name's going to be Fitness Fundamentalist.
Right.
I almost choked on what I was
Yep.
drinking when he said that. And the women are like, no, it's Fundamental Fitness. Both of these are terrible names.
They're both terrible. It's really
Both
bad.
of them are terrible. So they go look at a second place, not the paint store. Second place, it's a better location. And Bill says, like, it doesn't matter if you have the best gym in the world. If you have a terrible location, then, nobody's going to come. But they don't know if they can afford this place. And then Cody says he likes this spot because it's ritzy.
Right.
And all I could think about was Janelle saying he's not going to like this apartment because he likes fancy things.
Yes.
I was like, well, there we have it. So now we cut to the women meeting to go to lunch, the wives. Meeting to go to lunch. Robin is wearing the worst maternity shirt that I've ever seen in my life, with like Shakespearean billows coming down the sleeves.
Yes.
It was horrific. And I feel like it was probably tight at each one of those spots that there was a billow, which would be so fucking uncomfortable.
Oh my God, you're right. It probably would be.
She says, she's like folding baby clothes or something. And she says, everyone's thinking about all these other things, and all she can think about is her baby. And I put, been there.
The only thing I can think about is that plant in the nursery.
What was it?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's like between the crib and the rocker. And like when at the end, when she's like rocking Solomon in it, the leaves from the tree are like on the rocker behind her.
Oh my God, I 100% missed this.
Yes. It's like too big and it's like shoved in between. So like the leaves go all the way out, like in like almost into the crib and then like onto the rocker.
I mean, they do have an African safari theme.
Okay, but like the tree is too much.
That theme
I
is too
mean,
much. When we saw the way that it was decorated, that was too much.
it doesn't look like a nursery.
The Christine says the sister wives started having lunch together a few months ago because they don't see each other very often. Huh, that's shocking.
Interesting.
Janelle says the lunches have helped them re-identify each other as individuals. And Robin says they've been through a lot in the last year. Then,
I wonder when the lunch has stopped.
when Robin had a baby.
Robin Solomon. So this
Yeah.
episode, this is the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Janelle says, buckle up your seatbelt. She says, it's now back to being Mary and Robin and Christine again instead of her against Robin and Cody or Mary and Christine. And I was like, whoa,
Man.
hoisted.
Hoist.
So, I mean, it's been them against Robin and Christine, Robin and Cody for a long time.
Yes.
She says it's helped reestablish that one-on-one relationship. Christine to Robin says it's going to be fun to help out with the baby. And she says, just so you know, we're all here to help out with whatever, whatever your comfort level is, whatever you want us to do.
Right.
But they don't want to be part of Robin's kids' lives, remember?
No, no. And their kids hate Robin's kids.
Correct.
You know, right. If you couldn't tell by, you know, Peyton and Dayton walking to school together.
Exactly. I feel like she's going off of Hunter being a teenager and not wanting to hold a baby very much.
He's a teenager. He's a teenage boy.
He's a teenage boy. I'm surprised he went over and held the baby at all.
I know. He does like Truly, though.
I was going to say, I bet she's like that because he likes Truly.
Yeah.
And so she thought he should like Solomon as well. Robin says, if the baby comes in the middle of the night, do they want her to call them to come over? And Mary and Christine immediately say yes. Christine says they're going to be fighting over him. Christine says that Robin was worried about Cody's capacity to love another baby. Robin says she just wanted to make sure he was up for another little baby. And then Christine says he's good with kids. He's the best in labor. I feel like he would be so fucking annoying during labor.
He would be annoying for you during labor.
I feel like he'd be annoying for everyone because he would make it about himself.
Well, yeah, that part of it. But the whole like massaging the back thing, like some people like being touched.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like just as a overall, he would be annoying as fuck and self-centered in the...
Was that a car?
Mm-hmm. Janelle says she has very vivid images of how he was facilitating everything. He's very present in her memories of her labors. And then Robin's like, really? Which is really fucking sad.
Uh-huh.
That she's had three kids. And then they say that about Cody. And she's like, really?
Like, well, I mean, I guess they wouldn't have had this conversation before.
About what her ex-husband was like?
No, about like Cody being present.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, in labor.
Yeah. Christine says, oh yeah, he knows the pressure points in the back. And Mary says, she doesn't have much experience with him in her labors. And Robin's like, trying to be fucking nice, trying to include her, is like, well, how was he with Leo though? And Mary's like, I don't know, that was 16 years ago. You expect me to remember that? I'm totally kidding.
First off,
she is unhinged.
She is unhinged. And second, she is just fucking crazy. I feel like she's just like trying to be obnoxious about it.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's attention. Any attention is attention, you know?
Right. Like I only have two kids. I don't have six kids like Janelle and Christine. Okay.
Right.
But like my oldest is 10 and I remember vividly how his labor went. And
my oldest is almost 19. He'll be 19 in less than a month. And I remember it vividly.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that's not something you forget. She just wanted to be like the fucking center of attention. Totally kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then she says, I remember that Cody was saying it was a boy and the midwife was like, no, you're looking at the cord.
Okay. You know,
first of all, why would you tell that story?
That's embarrassing.
It's more than embarrassing. Why would you tell that story?
I sent you a picture of the tree. It's like in the crib, basically.
Oh my God. Okay.
You see what I mean? Right.
It is in the crib. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If the baby could reach up over the bumpers that are already a safety hazard, they would be able to pull that leaf directly into their mouth. So Christine says that she's glad that Robin's doing a home birth so that she can experience how good he is in labor. But then also she's had three home births before, but I guess not with Cody.
That's all that matters at this point.
And then Robin has to make it weird and say, it's because of you guys that he's as good as he is in labor.
You know, maybe they shouldn't be having this conversation.
It's just all around awkward as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So flip to Christine's. This is actually really cute. Gwendolyn's trying to like read a book to Truly.
Mm-hmm.
And Truly keeps like grabbing it back and is like insisting on reading it. And she lays back to read it and it's upside down.
Uh-huh.
And Gwendolyn's like, okay, but it's upside down. And Truly's like, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. Like she's actually reading it. It was so cute. So Christine, she says she's made a peace offering for Robin. It's this cross stitch thing that says our family has grown by 2 feet. And she says that it says our family as a symbol that Solomon is part of their family. She's like ironing it, getting it into a frame, whatever.
It's cute.
She says it is cute. She says it's her peace offering because her treatment of her hasn't been very welcoming and accepting. And being jealous of Robin made Robin feel like she wasn't welcome. And Christine didn't want her as a sister wife. And she says she never meant for her to feel like she wasn't equal or wasn't welcome. So, you know, Christine, who was a bitch to Robin the entire time, according to Cody, is saying, at the very beginning, I recognized that I was being terrible back, you know, when she first came into the family and we're trying to rectify that now. But you're right. She's the fucking problem.
She is the problem.
She says that she would blame Robin for taking Cody away and for being Cody's favorite wife. I was like, my, how the tables have not turned at all.
You know?
And she says, having favorites is not okay. If you want a successful family, you don't have favorites. Cody, if you would have just listened to that from the beginning.
He would never listen to Christine.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely not. She says the way that she behaved has made Robin feel like she hasn't been welcome, and she feels bad for that. It's not okay to treat people badly, and she dreads that her children won't think of Robin as a mom because of how unfair she's been, and that's not okay. Then she says she potentially could have caused this family a lot of harm. She knows things will get better. This is an I'm sorry gift, and to show that Solomon is so special to her, and she welcomes him as her son and promises to be better. Now, I'll say this. If Robin gave this, or if Christine gave this gift and promised to be better and then was a bitch to her the rest of the time, then I will eat my fucking words. But here we have at least one instance of her being like, hey, I was awful. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I don't want the family to be like this. Let me fix this, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Put it on record.
Go back and watch an episode or two, Cody, for fuck's sake. So we're at Janelle's. Janelle says she's excited for the baby as any one of the other babies, and she's always glad when they get here, but she's not into the whole woohoo, let's have a baby thing. That's just not her. She's excited and looking forward to it, but she bonds with them in a really different way. She says she's excited, but she probably won't get up in the middle of the night to go and see the baby. And I said, I am Janelle. Janelle is me.
I never really understood the whole like we need to be there when the baby's born kind of thing.
Like, for what purpose, though? Like, you're not going to be in the
Right.
room watching the baby be born. So, what difference does it make?
Is it a I want to be the first to see the baby?
Well, for some people, it is.
I mean, because just judging by the people in our family who insisted on being there in the
That's
waiting
exactly
room.
who I'm talking about. Yeah. It just seems odd to me. Like, I was in when you had Olivia. But if I hadn't been in, I wouldn't have sat outside the door and listened to you be in pain because it would have been uncomfortable for me. And what difference does it make to you if I'm outside the door? So why am I going to put myself in a situation where I have to listen to you be in pain when I know that in the end, you're going to be fine and the baby's going to be out, you know? And for what? I can hold the baby when they're not covered in goop.
Oh, you don't like the goop?
No. And I also don't like to have to go to somebody else's house or a hospital at 4 in the morning to see a baby. I will see that baby at 9 the next morning when I get up. I'm just up fully with Janelle on this one. So back at Mary's house, Leo's sewing a blanket for Solomon. We see that several times. I don't think I wrote it down every time. Mary says they've been in Vegas for 9 months now. And again, the math checks out. And in living apart, she's figured out what her relationship is with each of the sister wives. Is it no relationship? Mary shows us the little girl's room that she made in her house and that she's going to go buy boys' clothes for Solomon to put in this teeny tiny spot in the closet that she's made for him. And she is very excited about it. It's really obnoxious.
Okay, she's very excited. And later we see the clothes that she puts in there, and it's like some onesies, and
It's fine.
it's all like newborn size kind of thing. How often is that child going to be at her house that he's going to wear those clothes
I know.
to even make it worth it?
I know.
He's going to outgrow those clothes before he even gets there.
I also feel like it's really controlling to be like, I bought these cute outfits for your kid, but they have to stay at my house and he can only wear them when he's here.
What? What?
I bought my kids these toys, but they have to only use them when they're at my house and not their other parents' house.
I'm having flashbacks right now.
Thank God
PTSD.
our family does not listen to this podcast. Holy
Right?
shit.
It's a
Maybe they
good
do
thing.
secretly. They're just keeping it. They have like a notebook where they write down all the shitty things we say about them.
Yes.
Just to pull it out one day and
They'll
be like,
throw it back in our faces.
Episode 7 of season 3. This is what you said about me. So Mary says it'll be fun to have Solomon, but very different than if it were her own. It just will. I was like, okay, Mary, we got it.
She says that as if Solomon is the first child to be born that is not hers.
It's really weird. She's like obsessed with Solomon. And in the end, like she has a better relationship with Solomon and Ari than any of the other moms or anybody else does. I mean, great, but it's so weird how she's like obsessed with this.
Well, I mean, she has been kind of obsessed with Robin like since the beginning. So,
Well, she has to throw some shade. Actually, it's right here.
do tell.
They show flashbacks of the 20th anniversary Mexico trip with the in vitro conversation. And she says she thought about it and she's still against doing it, that she and Robin have gotten really close, that Robin came into the family wanting a deep, close sister wife relationship. And Mary has always wanted that and never had it. But she has that with Robin, and she's very happy about that. So she feels a definite connection with Solomon, and she's excited to meet him. So she got to throw a little bit of shade at Mary or at Christine and Janelle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they're shitty sister wives to her, and Robin is the best sister wife to her.
Robin's the best sister wife, period.
I feel like she's probably regretting latching onto Robin at this point, because look where it's left her.
Still latched onto Robin.
Right. And Robin, I don't think, is latched onto her.
No, I don't think so either. I feel like Robin is also stringing Mary along like Cody does.
Well, remember we were talking in the last episode of season 17 that we covered where Mary said something and you could tell she was looking for a response and Robin wouldn't give it to her?
Uh-huh.
Like, we're so many years in now that Robin's just like, I can't with this bitch.
Right. It was the, you know, I'm in it forever.
Ugh.
It was God. That one.
So now we flip to them looking at cul-de-sac properties.
Yes.
Cody says they've decided to look at properties to build homes. They're out on the cul-de-sac. Janelle says if they could pick it and price wasn't an issue, something like this would be perfect. They do build, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why in my brain, I couldn't remember if they built or if they just happened to find four houses that were beside each other.
No, but they built.
Oh, but then the wet bar.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Mary had to have the wet bar.
Oh, God. I can't wait to get to the wet bar episodes. I saw somebody online that was talking about season 17, you know, and they were like, we put in all the hard work of listening to Mary bitch about a wet bar and having to hear about a catfish or whatever, just so that we could be here for this moment when right. Janelle and Christine both leave.
Right? Man.
I was like, yes, we are the OGs. So Cody says they've moved past trying to find one house to fit them all. The zoning issues, the having multiple kitchens and the need for the wives to have autonomy makes it impossible for them to have one house, but it's important that they're still close. And I will say this, any time that we are ever talking about the cul-de-sac, that was the best living situation that they had, and they should have fucking stayed there.
Yes, they should have. Yes, they should have.
Cody says Robin sees Solomon as this thing to bring the family together. She doesn't want to live a mile from Mary. She doesn't want to live a half a mile from Janelle. Then he just stops talking. So I guess she doesn't care where she lives in relation to Christine.
Right.
Ooh. I mean, she is across the street, but it was like very poignant that he was right. Like, so he says that they're there at the cul-de-sac to try to start getting a visual on what it would be like to live there. And this is where Mona has them all stand in the spots where each of their houses would be. And then they yell things at each other like, hey, do you have any sugar and whatever, just to see what it would be like to live there. Robin yells several things. And I mm-hmm. think everyone's tired of her game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Could you imagine living in one of those houses right there? What are these fools doing out here yelling in a cul-de-sac?
If you already lived there, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because there was houses on the street, wasn't there?
You'd be like, God, these are the new neighbors.
I can't. Somebody go talk to them and tell them this is not the place for them.
This is a quiet neighborhood, so they should shut the fuck up.
Yes.
And then they pull in with all of their kids, and the neighbors are like, oh no, I knew this wasn't the
uh-huh.
one.
Uh-huh. They're 14 children.
Robin says she's having the baby at home. She's had all three at home. That's what her mom did. She had all, her mom had all seven of her children in her home, and she wants to give birth here in the bed. And they showed the bed. It's really high up.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. When you're in labor, how are you going to get in and out of that sucker?
She ain't leaving that bed.
No, she sure didn't. Well, isn't the point of, I mean, I don't know because I had an epidural, but isn't the point of having like a home birth so that you can like be in whatever position is comfortable, not lay in the bed?
Yes.
I mean, she has Ari on a toilet, so.
I mean, didn't we discuss this with McKelty's birth? Because they were what? Like, let's get you in position. And then they put her on her back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Robin says she had a water birth with Aurora and it was a wonderful experience, but you don't feel as grounded. And she says you never know what's going to feel comfortable, which apparently was laying in a bed as if you're sleeping.
I wonder what a water birth feels like.
I don't know. I don't want to know because I wanted an epidural every single time. I don't want to know that pain. I'm good.
I mean, I did too because of the whole back labor thing. But if I was having a home birth, I would want to know what a water birth feels
like. Well, I feel like it alleviates some of the pain and stuff, right?
It's supposed to, yeah.
Also, we'll talk about this when it happens, but when the midwife comes, all she does is lay down some of those like pee pad things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, can you get a plastic sheet or something? What's happening there?
Yeah.
So like, I feel like it's going to be messy regardless. You might as well get in the tub.
Also, it's not a very thick pee pad either. Like it's like a doggy pee pad.
It looked like the kind we used for the dog.
Like we have, puppy. We have like, we call them Chuck's chucks.
Yeah.
Chucks at work. But they're like real thick and they don't soak through.
Yeah. Is it because you chuck them in the trash when they're done?
You know, I don't know because it's not spelled like CHUCK. I think it's spelled like CHUX or something like that.
Well, I'm going to think that it's because you chuck them in the trash.
Yeah, I don't know. We use them under like breast cases and stuff because usually there's a lot of blood.
Well, I've had them before, like after you have a baby, they like have you sit on that just, you know, just in case, like whatever. But like, I also wasn't in my
Yeah.
own bed.
That was probably what you were sitting on was a Chucks pad because like we send people from the OR to the floor and stuff with them. And I
Yeah.
imagine they're the same ones they use on the floor.
Yeah. This looked like this lady went to Walmart and bought dog pee
They
pads.
look like doggy pee pads that are like
Yeah.
plastic on the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was not thick enough to catch a broken water. That's what I'll tell you.
No, and you know that when Robin stood up from that pee pad, her the whole pee pad came up with her ass because everything was stuck to it. It's like going to the GYN and sitting on that little plastic paper.
That's right. And I don't know. I just like it, the likelihood of you getting some sort of amniotic fluid or something on the bed and then having to toss the whole fucking bed away would tell me that I needed to put a plastic something down.
Right.
Also, that's a rental house. Robin and Cody are heading out of the house. Cody asks Paul, who is Robin's dad, and they really didn't introduce up until that point,
Now
if
we
they
met
should
Paul
take his
before.
truck. When did we meet Paul?
When they still lived in Utah and they went to Vegas to look at houses, Paul went with them.
You're right. You're right. You're right. I forgot
Yes.
all about Paul.
How
All
could
about
you
him.
forget Paul from the 10 minutes he was in that episode?
Well, I'm
That
not going
one
to forget him.
episode.
I'm not going to forget him now after he attends his daughter's birth.
Okay. She said he was at all of them.
We will talk about it.
Okay.
I know. Oh, it's right here. Robin says her dad has been to the rest of her baby's births. Like, what? He played a big role. He's been a coach. He's been a strength to her. He's wonderful. So even though he won't be needed to be such a strength for her in this place because Cody is there, she's really glad he's going to be there. What the fuck?
He's also a photographer.
Is this weird? Is it just because we don't have good relationships with our parents?
Maybe that's why, because I didn't want either of them in my births.
No, I just wanted my husband. And then I was in you one of your births and
Yes.
you were in one of mine.
Yes.
But other than that, I just wanted a husband there.
Right.
I
There was
certainly
no one
didn't want my
else.
dad there.
No, that would be
That's
weird.
weird. It's weird.
It is weird.
I feel like it's weird.
I feel like he
Listen,
also.
if you had your dad there and you're not weird, then that's fine. But
Then tell
Robin,
us that it's us and
tell us that it's us
lack of
nicely.
relationship.
Nicely. Okay, nicely.
Because realistically, it probably
We don't need to
is
cry.
right. You don't need to cry. It probably is like because we have a strained relationship with our father,
Right,
and
yeah.
maybe this is like a normal thing with other people.
It might be. I cannot fathom it. I cannot get my head around the idea of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't either.
That's as weird to me as being like, my brother is going to be in there while I have a baby.
Oh, yeah, I would never.
Never.
No.
So weird. So she's 2 weeks overdue. They're going to the appointment. She is straight up waddling
Yep.
at this point. So the baby's dropped
Yes.
because she's fucking waddling.
Oh, I meant to take notice of if we could see her stomach drop.
I didn't notice either, but at the beginning, he said something about her not waddling, and she is waddling here, so that baby is down.
Right. Well, and the midwives, they say something to her about this is the first time I've seen you waddle.
So they hook her up to a monitor, heart monitor, normal stuff. What's not normal is the way that Cody is basically making out with her stomach, trying to talk to the baby.
Right.
He couldn't be closer to her stomach if he was inside of it.
Ew, stop.
Tell me that I'm
No,
wrong.
you're very, very right.
Janelle says her babies were always overdue because Robin's 2 weeks past. When the doctor told her a due date, she would add 2 weeks to it because she was always 2 weeks overdue. Christine says she was always a couple days over and truly was a week over. Then Mary, who has to up the fucking ante, says that Leo was 2 days, not weeks, 2 days early, and she didn't even have diapers yet. Are you fucking
How do
kidding
you
me?
not have diapers?
2 days before your due date. And you don't have any diapers. She's like, I had to send my sister out to get diapers. The fuck you did?
Right.
Also, the hospital gives you diapers.
They sure do.
And guess what? Leo was not that much older than my oldest, and they gave me diapers and formula when I had him at the
Oh, yeah.
hospital. So they still gave you things at that point in time.
Right, but did she have a home birth? What did we decide about her?
Oh, what did she say?
I don't remember
Maybe it
now.
was a home birth, and so that's why
Even still, Logan was born
you
at
would
that
have
point.
diapers. Yes.
So, like, even if they didn't have a baby shower, there's still diapers in the house.
It's such everybody doesn't have to look at you at every minute,
Right,
Mary.
right.
Robin says because she's having the baby at home, there won't be an epidural. But the hospital, sometimes they throw in Pitocin or an epidural, and sometimes you kind of miss the magic of the birth that God designed. Okay, before I read the rest of what she said, first of all, they don't just throw in an epidural.
Right. They don't just throw Pitocin in either.
But I'm saying they don't just, like, the epidural is such a process. Mm-hmm. They don't just come into the room, elbow you in the back so that you fall over, stick a needle up your backbone.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Right. And then, whoops, I didn't know you didn't want that. Like, it is a
it
whole
It doesn't go in an
thing.
IV.
God. It's not just something they do like that.
Right.
You have to say, yes, you want that.
I'm pretty sure you have to sign a consent for it. So
what she probably means and what she should be saying is that she's afraid that she would say, I want an epidural if she went to a hospital. So she's going to stay home, which is fine. But yeah. Don't act like a hospital just tosses epidurals into your back.
Listen, I tried to go natural with my first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have if I didn't have back labor,
uh-huh.
which I think we've discussed on here before.
Yeah.
I could have with my second, but I knew I had back labor with my first and I was already so far into it. I was like, give me the epidural. I want it now.
Right.
But it took me a long time to be like, okay, I'm ready for it. And the nurses like never pushed it. They said, if you want it, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine.
I don't doubt that there are some nurses, especially older ones or something, who are pushy about an epidural, but they still ask you. They can't just knock you out and give you an they can't just punch you in the back of the head and give you an epidural against your will. Like, it's not something that happens.
This isn't the 70s where you were sleeping through birth.
That's right. So she says her body is built to carry the baby and deliver it. And if all goes well, she should be able to sit and have my baby and not have any issues. I hate how she says sit and have, sit and do this, sit and do that. So next we see them. Robin is in labor. April's on her way. Cody talks about the dishes and how the house was clean the day that he was supposed to come. And now it's not clean. Do you think that the midwife gives a fuck if your dishes are done?
Not only that, but why is that a thing?
The midwife's job is literally to deliver babies from vaginas. And you think they're concerned about whether your dishes are done?
But not only that, like, if he's not even referring to the midwife, if he's just saying like, your house has to be clean when you have a baby.
What is that?
I don't understand.
Is that some Scientology bullshit where you're not allowed to say anything when the baby comes into the world because they have to come in silence or whatever the fuck? They also have to come into a clean house with no dirty dishes. Where's Leah Remini? Somebody get her in here.
I'm sorry. What? I don't
what?
Know.
What? You don't know about this?
I don't know about Scientology and the cray-crays.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing where you can't, like, you're not supposed to like make noise because then they come into an aggressive world or whatever the fuck. So it's supposed to be like silent births.
Okay.
The way that you're looking at me right now.
I mean, it's odd.
Scientology is odd.
It is. You're right.
I'm telling you, somebody get Leah Remini on the horn.
Is she a part of that anymore?
No,
I didn't think so.
She's been blasting them about it ever
yeah,
since.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
They left. Yeah. Listen, that is a delightful reality TV show, by the way. The one that she had with her and her husband and their kid.
Uh-huh.
Like a couple years ago. I used to watch it. It was delightful. Anyhow, now somebody's going to come and tell me Leah Remini is problematic, but I don't think so. I think she's fine.
Listen, we can start talking about Jenny McCarthy.
Like Candace Cameron Bure. But anywho.
No comment on the Jenny McCarthy?
No, you know how I feel about Jenny McCarthy. Oh, God. All right. So Mary says she told Robin she doesn't care what time of night Solomon's born. Call her whenever and she's there. She doesn't want to wait until morning when everyone else is there.
Right.
Can you hear yourself? Like, you're saying that out loud. She says it doesn't surprise her that Janelle wants to wait until morning. Why? Because Janelle doesn't need to be the center of attention.
Right. It doesn't surprise any of us.
Doesn't even surprise us, and we barely knew her at that point. So April comes, and April and Paul, the dad, get the bed ready for Robin. And then they only put little tiny pads down.
They also only put like two down.
Yes. I sincerely hope that there was something plastic underneath of the sheet. I can't get over it.
It's just not enough.
April says you wouldn't know she's in labor. She just closes her eyes during a contraction, which okay, she does, but also can we normalize like admitting that birth fucking hurts and that you don't have to be a goddamn hero through it?
Right.
Like, you don't have to act like you're some superhero. You can say this fucking hurts and it sucks.
Right. Listen, some people scream.
Yes. I feel like there's like a really toxic mom culture thing, at least that was happening when I was having babies, where if you did get an epidural or if you did, you know, talk about how awful your labor was, that you were like considered to be less than. And I certainly hope that that bullshit has stopped in recent years, because like whatever your labor was is what your labor was, you know?
Right. I personally love hearing labor stories. Like, I want to hear what happened. I want to know all the crazy shit that went down while you were in labor.
Right.
Tell me.
Well, and like I had an epidural with all three, but despite that, all three of them were so very, very different that one of those labors doesn't make me a superhero and the other one make me a fucking loser.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like, I don't think I was loud during my labors.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember like screaming or anything like that.
But if you did, it wouldn't make you less strong than Robin.
No. But I'm saying, like, I don't actually remember,
Yeah.
that is like the last thing that was on my mind when I was in labor.
Yeah.
So like somebody would have to tell me what was, I was more concerned with pooping, okay, than how I sounded when I was in labor.
Yeah. Well, that was 16 years ago. How am I supposed to remember that? Ha ha ha, just kidding.
You just sound so crazy. It
It was
did.
crazy. It was
It is
crazy.
crazy.
So Mary, speaking of, Mary stops by with the camera. She's giving it to Paul in the entryway. And then Cody comes out of the room and tells her to come up.
Okay, hold on. Before this, Cody says to Robin, is it okay if Mary comes over with the camera?
Yes.
Like, first off, why didn't they have said camera before her due date?
Right.
And second, if she's just coming to drop the camera off and leave, why are we asking Robin? She's in labor.
Right. It doesn't even pertain. She won't even know
No,
that she came and went.
exactly.
I bet that it's Mary's camera and Mary didn't want anybody else touching it,
Yes.
just like she didn't want anybody coming through her house. So
Yes.
that's why it didn't come over there until the last
I
minute.
bet. I bet. She also needed a reason to come over during labor.
You're exactly fucking right. So when she comes up, when Cody tells her to come up, she basically just comes in and says, "Good luck, happy pushing."
Well, she's like, there's a new card and a new battery, and the battery's all charged, and there's another card in there. Robin doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Tell the dad downstairs, hey, the battery's charged, there's a new card
Yep.
in there, so you're good to go.
Right. That's all. That's the only conversation about the camera that needed to happen.
Right.
She didn't need to come into the room with Robin. None of this needed to happen.
She really didn't need to come into the room at all.
Well, then it gets weirder because Cody walks her out of the room and like kisses her goodbye. And then he feels like he needs to say that this is a special time for him and Robin, and they want everyone to feel included. So what you're seeing here is me and Mary exchanging our love, because the more engaged that we are, the more love energy there is here.
Right. It sounds crazy. Here's what I feel like happened. He got a lot of shit for kissing Robin when Christine was in
Indeed,
labor.
because he talks about that.
So now he's just like backpedaling to make it okay. That's what I
Yep.
feel like is happening here.
It's you know, in that episode of Friends where Chandler and Monica get caught kissing, so then Chandler has to kiss everybody.
Yes.
It's that.
Yes, it is.
Cody keeps like, "Oh, I love Mary, and we're just getting some love into the world,"
Right.
because he got caught kissing Robin. Because if you remember correctly, he was upset that the cameras followed him out there to kiss
Yes,
her.
he was. Also, they weren't married at the time.
Correct. I don't think he gives a fuck about Mary any other time, but when there's a baby being born, he's got to put the love energy out into the world.
Right.
Also, since when is he like woo-woo love energy? Do you know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason that Mary had to come over with the camera so that he could explain away his issues.
Exactly.
Yep.
So then we get a lot of scenes of Robin's moaning. S that sounds like sex moaning.
Yeah, that's your favorite part.
I can't be the only person that hears this.
No, I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It sounded like sex moaning and not like having a baby moaning.
Right.
Robin asks if she's all the way dilated. April says if her body is telling her to push, she's good to push. And then poor Brianna comes to the door because nobody is paying any fucking attention to what is happening with the kids.
Yes.
And she looks absolutely scared to death.
Yes, she does.
Did they not have a conversation about how mommy's going to be making some noises? It's going to sound like like she's in pain, but she's just having the baby.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay. I have a theory.
Okay. Here we go.
Because this happened and it took a minute. And then I think it was like Paul was like, oh, Brianna's awake.
Yes.
And she was like, I don't want her to hear me like this.
I don't want her to hear me.
Yeah. So my theory is they don't tell the girls anything about like sex or birth or anything like that until they're getting married.
Oh,
that's my theory.
I thought you were going to say that this is what she sounds like when she has sex. And so she didn't want Brianna to think that the next time she heard that sound, there was going to be a baby.
I mean, that could be why too. But I feel like they're like that.
Yeah.
It's a very Duggar thing. Like they don't have the sex talk until the day of the wedding.
I remember when Josh got married.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Super uncomfortable.
Very weird. They should have prepared her.
Yes. The Duggars sex talk is, you know, if your husband wants to have sex, you have to say yes. You can't say no to him.
That's probably the sex talk that Robin is having with her kids too, uh-huh. to be honest.
Yes. But you would think they would prepare her for this situation.
Just all you have to say is that you're going to hear some weird sounds and it's going to sound like mommy's in pain, but she's just having the baby, whatever.
Totally, you know? Normal sounds.
Totally normal.
Yeah.
Except Robin's sounds are not totally normal, but I digress.
Right. They're normal for some things.
Ugh. So we flip back to Mary's house. Leo's finishing the blanket for Solomon. Mary shows the clothes that she bought, you know, those clothes that she's only going to keep at her house.
Yep.
And then Mary says, and I cannot believe she said this out loud, that she was not like this with Truly and Christine.
Yes.
Not that she wasn't happy that Truly was coming, but she and Robin definitely have a different relationship and a really close bond, and she feels really close with this baby. Like, are you aware that you're here, that you're saying this shit out loud? And then they wonder why they don't all get along with each other, because you said that on national television.
Right.
So now it's not just Brianna who's awake. All three of the kids are awake and outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
Although later on, Dayton is asleep when the baby's actually born.
Right.
Robin is pushing, I guess. They are teeny tiny little pushes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was no like grab a hold of your legs and put your chin on your chest. It was just,
uh-huh.
Not to bring Friends back again, but when Rachel's having the baby and that lady, all those people are coming in and having babies and she's like not dilated.
Uh-huh.
And then that woman comes in and she's like,
yes.
That was a rough one. Yes, that's exactly what Robin sounds like. Yeah, so she pushes these little teeny tiny pushes. And while she's doing this, Cody's like, this has been my job a few times to April. It is not about you.
Oh, God. Just shut your trap.
Well, because then he's like, okay, here we go. I can see my little boy. I'm touching him now.
I know.
First of all, it's my little boy. I'm pushing him currently out of my vagina. So get the hell out of there.
Also, get your hand away from my vagina. There's a child coming out of it.
Serious? Can we focus on the thing that's happening now instead of on you?
He's like, oh, I can see him. I'm touching my little boy. And Robin's like, ring of fire.
I know. My God. Like, it's just, oh my God. Everything has, this is what I mean about him being insufferable during labor, because every single thing is about him.
Yeah, it really is.
Solomon is born. Cody lifts him up and says, totally shocked, he looks like my little boys.
I know.
He is your little boy.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, did he just say that?
Oh my God. Also, I feel like that was probably hurtful to her because she has three kids already.
Right. Yeah.
For him to be like, oh, he looks like one of my kids. Your other kids fucking suck.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then when they put the baby on Robin, he's all goopy and whatever. Robin instantly switches into this weird baby talk voice.
Oh, I know. I didn't like it.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it.
I hate baby talk.
Oh, me too.
Like, with a passion.
Although I do talk to the dog like that.
No, I know, but not like, man, I feel like it was different.
I don't talk to babies like that.
No. Like, so my kids watch YouTube videos and then they try to like, you know, they like play house or whatever, but then they do this like baby talk thing and I fucking can't stand it.
I hate it too.
It makes me crazy.
I hate it.
But that's what Robin sounded like.
I hate it when adults do it.
Yes. That's what Robin sounded like. Not like when you talk to your dog and you're like, oh, my poopsie. You know what I mean?
That is what I call her, poops.
I know.
My poops. All right. So the whole time that this is happening, you know, Cody touching the baby coming out of her vagina and her weird baby talking to the baby, Paul just snapping pictures.
Oh, sure is. From the bottom of the bed. He's got
not weird at all.
He's got a perfect shot right there.
Not weird at all. It also occurred to me that midwives must see some shit. They must see some weird shit in their career. So Cody is, they flip to Cody standing there rocking, you know, Solomon, and Robin is now like completely dressed. So I guess everything's all good, except that she hasn't delivered the placenta yet, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Cody says he was impressed. He's like, you can have my kids anytime, first of all. Then he pretends to wipe away some tears and says, he reminds me of all my other kids. That's because he's your kid.
Oh, man.
God.
This is, you know, I don't even know if I should name drop at this point. When I had Olivia, and then I had to stop posting on Facebook because a certain someone wouldn't shut up about how much Olivia looked like her kid, and they did not look alike at all.
Correct. 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 So Mary says she got a text saying Solomon's here and she's anxiously waiting for a call that she can go over. Cody calls her. She's obnoxiously excited. Her and Leo go literally running for the car. Cody says, you know, should he call everybody else? Sure. They're going to call every fucking buddy in the world to come over here. Then Cody says they're not going to cut the umbilical cord until the placenta has delivered because the placenta will keep giving the baby nutrients. Okay, cord blood, got it. But however, I gave birth to the placenta like real soon.
It was like the next contraction.
Yes. Yes. Same, same, same. So did she just, does she, I don't, I need someone to explain it to me.
No, I thought the same thing because when I had Olivia, I don't know if you remember this, she was out
Oh. I remember it.
and then they couldn't get the placenta out. And the nurse was like timing it because I remember the nurse saying, okay, well, you know, it's been 25 minutes. And the doctor's like, I almost got it because he was elbow deep in me trying to dig that thing out.
I remember seeing it in a pan on the table then.
Yeah. Okay, but
No,
I
not yeah. No, not yet. It was
listen.
gross. It was gross, gross, gross.
I think placentas look really cool. So,
Gross. Oh, barf. Barf, barf,
listen,
barf.
when we do C-sections, the baby comes out and then the placenta goes into a dish that sits on my back table until I pass it off. So,
Listen, I just ate meatloaf, so we have to stop talking about
oh,
this
it kind of looks like
conversation.
meatloaf sometimes if you
You
flip it
stop
over.
it right now. You stop it right now. Enough, enough. No more. No more. No more. I just thought it was insane because every time that I had a kid, it was like so quick. Those things, the baby and then the placenta was like one right after the
Oh
other.
yeah,
So
same.
I don't know. I don't know.
Same. And also it's, you know, you keep the baby attached until the cord stops pulsing.
I thought so too. I didn't think it had anything to do with delivering the
No,
placenta.
it doesn't. It's until the cord stops pulsing because when it's pulsing, it's pushing the blood in. And when it stops, it's not pushing the blood anymore. So it's just like sitting there or whatever. I mean, I could be wrong because I don't know for sure, but I thought that happened within a couple of like minutes after the baby was delivered.
I don't know.
I didn't think personally that it had to do with the placenta being delivered.
I didn't think it did either. This was like a whole new thing that didn't make any sense to me.
Right.
And also, when she delivers the placenta, she's just sitting there having a fucking conversation. And then April lifts the blanket and is like, well done, cut the cord now.
Yes, I know.
I was like, what the
I
fuck?
know.
Also, before that happens, Brianna and Aurora come in to see the baby and they're standing right beside the bed, like right beside Robin, their fucking mother. And Cody comes around and sticks his face in between the two girls.
Yes.
Like he can't just let them be there with their mother and this new baby brother for a second. He's got to be right in between. I just
Right.
wanted to push him into a wall.
I also thought that it was like kind of odd because the people that I know that have had home births, they have home births so that they can like be with like their kids can be there like immediately after and whatnot. But usually they're like in the bed with the mom, like, you know, cuddled up to her, holding the baby, whatever, whatever. And they were just like standing beside the bed.
That's because they can't get on the bed because it's 18 feet tall.
Right. There was no like that like initial like bonding experience with the baby. Like I thought it was weird.
It's also weird to me that, like, when every time that I had a kid after the first kid, I was like so excited to see my older kids. Like, I wanted to hug them. I wanted them to climb up in my lap or whatever. Like, I was like beyond excited to see them and to see them with the baby and like the whole nine. And she who, and I had a drugged birth, you know what I'm saying? I had an epidural. She who's got no drugs running through her system is just kind of like comatose. you know what I'm saying? While the whole thing is happening, which could actually be like a part of the, like everybody has like a different birth, you know, and she might have been kind of like out of it from all of that, but still it was wild.
Yeah.
Dayton is also there, but he just comes in and he says that like he thought the baby would look different.
Uh-huh.
Then Mary and Leo come in. Leo, Mary Jr., bursts into tears.
Yes.
And holds the baby and then hands the baby to Mary and then gives Robin the blanket. Robin just seemed like kind of whatevs about it. She was like, it's so nice I can hang it on the wall.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a I don't want to use your blanket on my child kind of thing.
That's exactly what it felt like to me too.
Yeah.
Yes. So Christine is waking up her kids to go over there. Janelle comes over.
Yes.
Which I was surprised.
I was surprised too.
I wouldn't have. April weighs Solomon. He weighs 9 pounds, 10 and a half ounces. And let me just remind all of you that he was 2 weeks late.
Yes.
I had 9 pound babies at my due date before my due date.
Listen, I had 9 pound babies 2 weeks before my due date. So
like Liam was 3 weeks early and was 8 pounds and something. So I don't know what's going on over here. Janelle says, he's such a fatty. I was like, I love a fat baby.
Me too.
She says that the brown, she's like, that's the brown baby. Sorry. And like, meaning they're all huge. And uh-huh. Robin's like, Hunter was the biggest, right? And Janelle says, Hunter was 10 pounds, 5 ounces. My God.
Yep.
Mary's like, he is so brown. It's incredible.
Uh-huh.
The way they do. I almost said my last name there, but the way, because I was going to say he's so blank.
I know.
But the way that they say it, it's like not the way that I would use my last name in a sentence.
No, I know.
He's so brown. Like if my last name was Smith, I wouldn't be like, he's so Smith. He looks like a Smith baby is what right. I would say, or something.
He's definitely got them Smith genes.
Exactly. Janelle's like, I don't know what Robin's babies look like, but he looks like all of their babies.
Yeah.
He's so brown. It's incredible. Christine and the kids get there. Everyone's excited. And then a song starts playing.
Yes.
Which I feel like the song would have been fine if somebody else was singing it, but like the singer or like the way that it was like put together, something about it was like so weird and not, it didn't fit, like it wasn't slow enough or
right
sentimental enough or something.
Listen, I don't even pay attention to the music half the time, but I know when there's a when the song comes on like that, it's usually at the end.
Yeah, but it was like it was like a churchy song, but mm-hmm. it like did not fit, or the person singing it was singing it weird. I'm not sure. I didn't like it. They kept playing it throughout,
right,
in between all the talking and stuff. It was too much. Did not, you know, 1 out of 10
do not recommend. Right.
Yes. So Robin says when Hunter came in, he was a little hesitant with her and she's been hurt by it. Can you get over yourself?
For real.
With she says she was a little hurt by, you know, with him thinking that she's not his mom or his dad, not his dad's wife or wherever he is with the whole thing. It's like, you can't deny it when you've got a baby in your arms. That's your dad's wife's baby. Or you could just let him be a teenager.
Right. She has no idea where his head is at with this.
No.
Because she named like 3 different things that he could have an issue with.
I don't think it has anything. Well, I shouldn't say this. It might not have anything to do with her. One of the other moms who have been around this whole time could be having a baby and they could still be saying, we've got too many kids already.
Right, right.
And you know what? Maybe he's saying that because his father doesn't have time for him, which we're seeing play out big time in season 17.
Correct.
She says, maybe he's just trying to figure this whole thing out and that's okay. So, but she says that's okay. But then she asks him if he wants to hold the baby and he does go over there and hold the baby.
Right.
But you can tell he's like hesitant, you know, to do it. She says her goal is to have the families be one family. So when Hunter comes and picks up Solomon, she's hoping that he and all the kids accept him as their baby brother. I mean, probably they would be happy to accept him if you would stop being so fucking weird about it.
Right.
Because also teenagers can really clue in on you trying to like push some shit on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they push back.
Yes.
Cody tells Robin's kids to go to bed. Robin says she needs to talk to Mary alone. And Cody's like, alone, alone? Yes, without you.
That's what alone means, sir.
Also, he looks mad when he uh-huh. leaves. So
he's like, come on, Paul. We're out of here. Yeah.
We're not welcome. We're here, not Paul. Welcome.
They want to be alone.
These lady folk have got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin, oh Lord, this is where she says she wants to get Mary while she's good and emotional. She wants to know if she wants her to be her surrogate.
Let me get you while you're good and emotional so I can like manipulate you a little bit.
Boy, if these aren't the most manipulative people you've ever met in your life, God, I don't know who
right?
are. She's like taking pieces of you and pieces of Cody. Okay.
Could you do like the perma frown while you're doing this? The
I can't.
Almost cry perma frown thing.
I can't do it. I have a perma frown and I can't do it. She's like, I know that you'll have to take some time to think about it, but I'm offering it wholeheartedly. And Mary, who's like crying, you know, is like, wow, thanks. And then they hold hands. And then Robin's like, I mean it. I've been praying about it ever since we met.
For two years,
I guess. And she's like, you know, I mean it. I really do mean it. They hug, they cry, the end.
Yep.
I mean, I hadn't forgotten that scene. That scene lives rent-free.
How could you forget that scene?
There's so many things happening here because she's manipulating Mary by getting her when she's emotional and shit. But also, she is all hormoned from having a baby and you shouldn't even get your fucking hair cut after you have a baby, let alone tell someone that you'll be their surrogate.
Right. I cut my hair after having a baby.
So did I. And mine was awful.
So was mine. It was way too short. Whew.
Never do it, people. Don't get bangs. Don't get a haircut. If you are pregnant right this minute, you make yourself a note in your phone or you tell a loved one, do not let me get my hair cut when I have this baby.
Yes.
Don't do it. You will regret it. And it will take years for your hair to bounce back. Okay.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Keep that full head of hair you had while you were pregnant. Don't cut that shit off.
Oh, man, let me tell you, my hair looked good when I was pregnant.
Me too. Me too. Oh,
man, my hair was glowing. I wasn't glowing. My hair was glowing.
The rest of you was sullen and miserable, but your hair was glowing. Just kidding. That was me who was sullen and miserable.
Oh, yeah, because I love being pregnant. So not sarcasm, people. I loved it.
Not me. Just call me Janelle. I don't like being around. I don't need to be there when you have the baby. I don't want to be pregnant. Nothing. All right. Well, that's the end of that episode.
Yes.
So like we said before, season 4 will be on Patreon and season 17 is still going as long as this is getting released when it's still going because there's 3 more.
Well, it should be
3 tell-alls to go.
Yes.
So make sure you're catching our season 17 episodes.
Yes.
It is juicy.
Yes, it is.
I can't remember a fucking thing that happens in season 4, so I'm stoked.
Yeah, I don't remember either. They must build the houses in season 4.
Yeah.
So we'll get all of that.
I'm pretty stoked. I can't wait till we get to the wet bar. I can't wait till we get to the fucking catfish. I can't wait.
Man, when does the catfish happen, though?
I don't know. A while.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for it, though. All right. Well,
how far apart are Saul and Saul and Ari?
I don't know. She had Ari when McKelty got married.
So we have a couple more seasons before that too.
Yeah, because we still have to go through McKelty like moving to the other place to work at that pawn shop.
Oh, and then... my God. Yes. I forgot that happened.
And then she lives with Aspen for a minute.
Yes.
And then she marries Tony and they have not enough tacos at the wedding and man and wife pinatas.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the whole nine.
Logan goes off to college at the end of season 4.
Oh,
looks like. And we don't get Mary's decision about if she wants to have Robin be a surrogate until the end of season 4.
Okay, they got to drag that shit out.
It's like the last episode.
They got to drag it out.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's all we got for this one. So,
yep.
Follow us on Instagram if you don't already. So you can see whenever we release things. And yeah, that's it.
Oh my God. What? In season 4, we get the episode where some of the kids go back to Utah. And then they tell Leo that Hunter got arrested or something.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh yes. My God, it's so dramatic. Oh it's God, it's so dramatic. Fucking
great. That's
I can't 4. Wait. Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Yep. Woo,
that's going to be a good one. That is going to be a doozy.
I don't see anything about the houses being built.
Holy shit. How many seasons is it till then happens?
So I'm not sure. It must be season 6. It's season 6.
I have it pulled up now and I see that they catch up with that other polygamous family, the Dargers, in season 6.
Also, Robin's secret is in season 6.
Wait. Logan leaves at the end of season 5.
Yes, but at the end of season 4, there's something about him leaving. There's an episode about him leaving. Season 6 is where Robin talks about the purity and stuff.
Oh my God.
Which people have made like theories, like you know, whatever about this, about how she's actually talking about sleeping with Cody before they got married.
Oh, juicy.
So I'm curious to watch the episodes and see like what's said and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. We have so much good stuff to come.
I know. I'm excited.
We also have so many seasons to cover. Like we are only into 4 and we didn't start this podcast until halfway through 16.
Right.
So we have 12 seasons.
Yes.
To cover. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. I got to go because I have to go teach. So.
Well, you have fun teaching.
Thanks.
I have to go to bed shortly.
I got
to
go teach a Christmas carol.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Ari isn't born until season 9. Or she isn't pregnant with Ari until season 9. So she's born in season 10, I believe.
Man, we got to wait that long for the tacos and shit too. Yep. Bummer.
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.